coast to coast across the United States and Canada. This is the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. Today, we continue our discussion with Joel Kramer, director of Living Hope Ministries in Brigham City, Utah. Hank and Joel will discuss whether the Book of Mormon stands the test of time, theology, and science, and lives up to the claim of being the most correct book of any on earth. Further, has the Book of Mormon ever changed? Well, we won't be able to take any calls to get on the air today, but if you'd like to find out more about today's topic, contact the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-CRI or on our secure website at www.equip.org. And now, here's our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And day two of my interview with Joel Kramer. He is on the front lines of missions. He's a director of Living Hope Ministries, which is located in the heart of Mormon territory. And he's reaching out to Mormons with gentleness and with respect. But Joel believes that truth corresponds to reality. And as a result, he has, along with his organization, produced some great products that I want to put into your hands, DNA and the Book of Mormon. And they simply do not correspond. DNA demonstrates that the details, descriptions, and documentation that you find in the Book of Mormon is simply false. So DNA versus the Book of Mormon is DVD number one. And then we also have the Bible versus the Book of Mormon. Again, a DVD that will equip you to reach out to Mormons with gentleness and with respect. And these resources are available when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI or log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. Never forget that Christians believe that God is spirit. Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, taught that God himself was once as we are now and is an exalted man who sits enthroned in yonder heavens. Mormonism also holds to a plurality of gods. And Mormonism contends that as man is, God once was, as God is, man may become. And not only so, but the Latter-day Saints compromise the nature of the God-man Jesus Christ. In Christianity, Jesus is the self-existent creator of all things. In Mormonism, he's the spirit brother of Lucifer, who was conceived in heaven by a celestial mother and then came in flesh as the result of the Father having sex with the Virgin Mary. Those who try to harmonize Christianity and Mormonism simply cannot do it. There's a chasm that divides the two that cannot in any way be bridged. Joel, good to have you back for day two.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
It's kind of interesting, as we were talking yesterday on the show with a LDS member named Steve, he brought up a number of different things, and I want to go back to that a little bit. Here's a guy who obviously was well-spoken, well-read, a very, very pleasant individual. He prays with his children, and he tells us that the Book of Mormon makes him feel closer to Jesus. But I thought it was also interesting, Joel, that he talked about loving Luther in many wonderful evangelical books. And I think when you parse all of this, you find that at the very bottom of it all is that here is a Mormon who can read mutually contradictory material without any difficulty, because what is important to him is his subjective experience with Jesus Christ. And isn't that what is at the bottom of all of this, that we test our subjective feelings in light of some objective frame of reference? In a Christian worldview, it's the Bible, but Mormonism depends on a subjective feeling of burning in the bosom.
Right, and that's a good point, that you have to, if you're reading the Bible and Mormon doctrine, you have to be able to read these contradictory doctrines and scriptures. But it's also true for within Mormonism itself. The Mormon scripture contradicts itself. You know, there's revelations in Doctrine and Covenant that polygamy is wrong, you know, and then all of a sudden polygamy is something that is being revealed to Joseph Smith as something that's needed and acceptable by God. And then you have it in 1890, and another revelation that says, no, it's not allowed anymore. So even that contradictory nature, you know, has to happen within Mormonism when they're reading their own doctrines and the contradictions that are very clear and common in that.
Give us a quick overview, once again, as you did yesterday, of the two DVDs that we're offering to people and how these DVDs can equip them not only to reach a mission field on their own doorstep, but really equip them to understand why they believe what they believe.
Yeah, and that's our goal. Our goal is to equip Christians with useful and effective tools that will equip them to be able to go to the Mormons that they know. And we have that Mormon audience in mind in making these DVDs, that they can share this information with them, and that will serve for them as a tool in their witness of the gospel to those Mormon people. And basically what we've done is we've addressed the Book of Mormon because, as Mormons believe, as Joseph Smith taught, it is the keystone of their religion, and it's, according to them, it's a historical, you know, accounting of what happened in the Americas. And so we addressed that historicity, and we did it both in the first DVD with DNA, because that history says that Hebrews populated the Americas. DNA clearly shows that they did not, that the ancestors of Native Americans came from Asia. And then we also did it in a comparison of the Bible and the Book of Mormon in archaeology and linguistics and textual criticism to steer people in the opposite direction of what they've been taught as Mormons. They've been taught that the Bible is unreliable and that their scripture is what's reliable and is a restoration of what's missing from the Bible and corrupted in the Bible. And what we're trying to show is that's not the case. Nothing's missing from the Bible. The manuscript evidence clearly shows that. The one that has the problems is the Mormon scripture, and to steer them to trust in the Bible alone, something that the Book of Mormon says is foolish.
Talk for a moment about the Mormon view of salvation, because so often you hear Mormons say, I believe in Jesus Christ, I believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, I believe I'm saved through Jesus Christ, but their system of salvation and what they are saved to in terms of, quote-unquote, the heavens, is vastly different from the Christian view of salvation and what the afterlife is.
Right. It's a lot of the same terminology. It's a lot of the same names, but completely different concepts behind them. And basically, it all boils down to that Mormonism believes that, as you said earlier, that man can become a god. And there's this a series of exaltations that man goes through, both prior to their mortal life, during their mortal life, and then in their post-mortal life, all these exaltations, this eternal progression that they go through, and all these things that they learn in the temple rituals and such that will enable them to eventually reach godhood. And, of course, becoming a god, or the thought that man can become a god, or that's why Satan got kicked out of heaven in the first place, is that he thought he could be like the Most High God, and then he was cast down to the earth, and then he deceived Eve into eating the fruit, promising her that she could be like God. And it's the original sin of heaven. It's the original sin in the garden. And it's the complete opposite of what the Bible teaches, that through Jesus Christ we can be with God for eternity.
And there are a number of different heavens in Mormonism that we should describe as well.
Right. Yeah, there's three different levels of heaven. The celestial is the highest heaven that you can reach godhood in.
And then you have the telestial and the terrestrial heavens as well.
Yeah, and you have also, after death, you have paradise and you have spirit prison. And so they do baptisms for the dead in their temples. We see here in Utah quite often in the newspaper that the Jewish community is upset because they've been doing baptisms for dead Jews, because Jews keep their genealogy so well. And they're quite upset about it. And the reason that they're doing that is because they believe if you die without being a faithful Mormon, then you go to spirit prison. And then if you're baptized, if Mormons will baptize you for the dead, then you can move into paradise and you can continue then on this progression into one of the three levels of heaven.
And let's summarize that quickly, because Christians believe that they're going to stand before God dressed in the spotless robes of the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a foreign righteousness, a righteousness not of our own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. But Mormons contend that they're going to appear before a Heavenly Father dressed in fig leaf aprons holding good works in their hands. In fact, according to Latter-day Saints, virtually everyone qualifies for heaven. You have murderers, unrepentant whoremongers, the world's vilest people who make it into the celestial heaven. Then you have lukewarm Mormons, religious people, and those who accept the Mormon gospel in the spirit world typically enter the terrestrial heaven. And as you said, the temple Mormons make it to the celestial heaven, and only those who are sealed in secret temple rituals make it to the third level of the celestial kingdom and then become gods of their own planet. So you have all kinds of doctrinal perversions which disqualify Christianity and Mormonism as being in some way harmonious and demonstrate that there's a divide between the two that can never be bridged with mere rhetoric or feelings. Again, the DVDs are proof positive. They're great tools. They're available when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI or log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can also order via the mail, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. A lot of people hanging on. I want to talk to Joe. We'll go right to the phone lines. Nick in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm on.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Your question for Joel.
Well, my question was, I wanted to know, since there are a lot of scientific problems, let's say, with the Old Testament, aside from archaeology and the age of the earth and evolution, how is it that he doesn't look at that scientifically, but yet he's ready to discredit the Book of Mormon based solely on current scientific evidence?
Okay, and before Joel answers that question, let me just point out to our audience that is a dogmatic assertion, not a defensible argument. And ultimately, that's what we want to produce as Christians, is defensible arguments. Joel?
Yeah, you know, that came up yesterday with Steve as well. And, you know, what you're talking about is a completely different issue. You're talking about evolution versus creationism, or evolution versus intelligent design. If you've been looking at what's going on in the media and the newspaper, there's an awful lot going on in that issue. And it's driven by DNA, actually. And it's a very important issue. It's a very crucial issue. And it's one that I'm interested in. But it has nothing to do with the issue that we're addressing in the DVDs or with the Book of Mormon or with ministry to Mormons in Brigham City, what we are involved in. And that issue is very different. It's not an evolution creation issue. It is an issue of, is the history that is claimed in the Book of Mormon true or not? And that has to do with, because it says that Native Americans are related to Israel, it just simply has to do with going to living populations. There's living populations of Native Americans. There's living populations of Asians. There's living populations of Middle Easterners, and they're all being DNA tested, and they can very clearly, very easily see who is more closely related to each other. And so the reason that I don't bring up evolution and creation issues in the DVDs that we do is because that's not the issue that we're addressing at all.
And the DNA evidence points against the Book of Mormon. The DNA evidence actually is a validation of the Christian faith. You have irreducible complexity in biological systems that ultimately points to the fact that there has to be an intelligent designer that created the universe, and that's the whole point. But again, we don't want to make dogmatic assertions. We always want to make defensible arguments. So it's one thing to say, well, the Bible's false, but that's a assertion. You have to give some kind of defense if you want to make some kind of assertion, such as the Bible is false. How is it false then? Because for years, I've had people question me on the Bible Answer Man broadcast about apparent contradictions. And I demonstrate that they are just that. They're apparent contradictions. They're not contradictions in reality, because there's a good explanation if you search for it. You cannot say the same thing about the Book of Mormon. The more you search, the worse it gets. And that's why the DVDs, to equip you to be able to demonstrate the truth of Scripture and the falsity of the Mormon faith. Again, these DVDs are not used as a defense against Mormons, but a defense against Mormonism. We want to reach Mormons. with the truths of the gospel, the real Jesus Christ, who only can save us from our sins. Again, the resources available when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI or log into the World Wide Web at equip.org or simply write us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember, this is listener-supported radio. We need people to stand with us prayerfully and financially. If you like the Ring of Truth, please stand with us. You can do that again by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, or you can join the Bible Answer Man support team online at equip.org. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, an award-winning magazine no Christian family should be without. All of that available on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or again, when you call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We'll be right back with Joel Kramer and more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
If you'd like to order your own copy of either DVD, DNA versus the Book of Mormon, or The Bible versus the Book of Mormon, call toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Ask for both DVD titles for a special price. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's flagship publication, featuring relevant, engaging articles with contributions from some of the most respected evangelical thinkers and theologians in the church today, as well as book reviews, witnessing tips, the insightful Ask Hank column, and so much more. Start your subscription today. When you become a Bible Answer Man monthly supporter, we'll send you the next 6 issues of the Christian Research Journal as our way of saying thank you. Just call us at 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org. Don't change the station. The Bible Answer Man will be right back after this. Alaska. There's no better place on earth where you can experience God's creative power on display. Stretching beyond your imagination, it is a land of staggering natural beauty. Now you can join the Bible Answer Man Hank Hanegraaff, Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp, and Christian Research Journal Editor-in-Chief Elliot Miller for 7+ inspiring days as you cruise into the grandeur of Alaska. During our time together, we'll unfold the pages of sacred scripture as we are strengthened in our belief in the divine creator of the universe. All of our sessions with Hank, your meals, accommodations, and 5-star cruise are included in one very low price. To participate in this event, you must register through Sovereign Cruises. Sign up by visiting equip.org or by calling Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. Many Bible minimalists claim there is little or no evidence to support the historical accounts in the Bible. Even the royal status of King David is brought into question in an article published by a popular magazine. How much do we really know about the ancient Middle East, the time of Christ, and other historical accounts in the Bible? Hank Hanegraaff gives you important archaeological truths demonstrating the historical reliability of the Bible in a new booklet, The Archaeologist's Spade, which is a sneak peek excerpt from his book forthcoming in 2011 titled, Has God Spoken? When you become a part of the Christian Research Institute team defending truth and standing with us financially and prayerfully, we'll get a copy of The Archaeologist's Spade in the mail to you right away. To partner with us, call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Now, 2 illuminating DVDs on Mormonism, available through CRI. In the DVD, The Bible versus the Book of Mormon, both these manuscripts are put to the test through history, archaeology, textual criticism, and other examinations to shed light on what is true and what is false. Call CRI and order The Bible versus the Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon teaches that an Israelite family who immigrated to the American continents is the ancestors of modern-day Native Americans. In the DVD, DNA versus the Book of Mormon, new discoveries in DNA research now allow scientists to test this historical claim.
You'll find both these titles, The Bible versus the Book of Mormon and DNA versus the Book of Mormon, to be definitive resources to help you research Mormonism. Call CRI now to order 888-7000-CRI. Order both titles together and receive a special price, 888-7000-CRI. Romans 12:2, Paul writes, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's perfect will is." The Culturally Savvy Christian by Dick Staub is a book that will teach you to be serious about your faith, savvy about faith and culture, and skilled in relating the two according to God's will. When you support the Christian Research Institute this month, we'll send you Dick Staub's The Culturally Savvy Christian. And remember that your gift, great or small, creates truth-filled resources that equip more Christians to become change agents in our culture. To donate, contact us at 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org. Let's return now to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff.
And again, a quick reminder that we have two great DVDs that will equip you not only to be able to reach the Mormon mission field on your own doorstep, but also equip you to be so familiar with truth that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, you know it instantaneously. These DVDs point out the abundance of evidence supporting people, places, and events in the Bible, but they also expose the complete lack of evidence for claims that are made in the Book of Mormon. The contrast is obvious to Mormon anthropologist Dr. Thomas Murphy, as we hear in this clip of Murphy from the DNA versus the Book of Mormon DVD.
When we compare the Book of Mormon and the Bible, especially when we deal with themes like archaeology, there are some stark differences. There are specific battles, events, people named in the Bible, places named in the Bible, that we know from external sources. That is, external sources validate that these people existed, that these conflicts existed, that there were, in fact, places like Jerusalem, that Israelites are, in fact, real people that are validated by these external sources outside of the Bible. But with the Book of Mormon, we don't have a single, not one source from ancient America outside of the Book of Mormon validating a single place, a single person, a single event.
And again, that's Dr. Murphy, who's a Mormon anthropologist and scholar at Edmonds Community College in Linwood, Washington. Of course, that's, I think, the real issue here at hand. The Bible is the gold standard for historical facticity, but the Book of Mormon simply does not correspond to reality.
Absolutely. Yeah, and as a point that was brought up earlier, the Bible, as far as the DNA issues go, there's lots of evidence there that supports the Bible. For example, there's been what's called a Cohen Y chromosome study that was done in the Jewish priestly line, and they studied the Y chromosomes that were passed down from father to son, to see if, since the tradition of the priestly line was happening from father to son, therefore the DNA should show that, and that was found to be the case. And then they had a tribe called the Lemba in South Africa who claimed they looked like other South African tribes, but they claimed that they had come from a Jewish tradition, and not only that, but a priestly line Jewish tradition. And so they sent DNA testers down there, and they tested them, and sure enough, the Cohen Y chromosome shows up in their DNA in a high percentage, and so they were officially brought into the Jewish community.
So again, the Bible corresponds to reality. The Book of Mormon does not. Want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Tim in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on with Joel Kramer. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, my biggest problem, I'm LDS, and when I listen to your show and what you're talking about today, everything I hear you say is go to man for your answers. Go to man for your answers. If you have questions, go to science. Ask your neighbor. You know, don't go. Whenever you have the missionary come, what do they tell you to do? They tell you to read the Book of Mormon or read the Bible and pray and ask Heavenly Father, and Heavenly Father will give you your answers.
But that's not what we're saying. Jim, you're putting words in my mouth. Certainly,
no,
if you've listened to the
exactly.
program for any period of time, I always say, test all things in light of Scripture. Hold fast to that which is good. In other words, the Scriptures are the final court of arbitration. You test all things in light of Scripture. That's what I say on the broadcast.
As you interpret them.
No, not as I interpret them.
I've listened.
This is absolutely false. But Jim, this is not what I'm saying.
With.
I don't say as I interpret them. I say that there are rules to biblical interpretation. You need to learn the art and science of reading the Bible for all it's worth, reading it in the sense in which it's intended. Not just interpret it in any old way you want to. That's when you get into trouble. But we're talking here about factual evidence. Here's the point.
1,900 different denominations of Christian churches, because it's all on man's interpretation. That's why Heavenly Father brought another prophet, Joseph Smith, to correct man's. Man has made mistakes, just like man has done through the whole Bible, the whole history of the Bible. God would get man online, give him a prophet, get him online, and slowly but surely, man starts messing it up.
Let's talk about that for just a moment, Joel. Here you have the assertion that the Bible really can't be trusted because it's the Bible in the way that you want to interpret it, and that the Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth. And it's the keystone to the Mormon religion. But we're saying exactly the opposite. We're saying that the Bible can be trusted because every time you test the Bible in light of evidence, you find out that what the Bible says is actually factual. And let me give you an example of that.
Why don't you agree with every Christian denomination out there?
Well, because...
Why are there so many denominations?
The Christian denominations... Here's what we're talking about, and I want Joel to answer this question, but let me just give a precursor to it. When we're talking about differences in Christianity, we're talking about differences when it comes to non-essentials. In other words, we always say in non-essentials there has to be liberty, but in essentials there has to be unity. So, for example, when we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe he's the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. And we don't believe that through blind faith, but through faith in evidence. Conversely, we deny that Jesus Christ is the spirit brother of Lucifer, and we deny that based on the extant evidence. Joel?
You know, what you have with in Christianity is you have a belief in the Bible alone as God's Word. What you have in Mormonism with the Book of Mormon is a belief that the Book of Mormon is God's Word. So what you can do, and both of them in the text itself claims to be a history that really happened in life on earth. So what you can do is you can put both of them to that historical test and determine which one is what it claims to be in God's Word and which one is man's making up, because what you'll find in the one that has man's fingerprints is that it'll get facts wrong. It'll get all these things that man can't possibly know everything that's going on. And so you find all these mistakes. You find things changing over time. You find doctrines changing and whatnot. And so when you put the Bible to that test, you find that the doctrine of the nature of God and the nature of man and how man can be with God does not change throughout Scripture. You find that the historical reality that it portrays, the people existed, the places existed, the cities existed, the artifacts exist. But when you're looking at the Book of Mormon and you put it to the historical test, it clearly shows that it was a work of man, of Joseph Smith, and therefore it is susceptible to the things that he was ignorant of and that he didn't know, and he makes mistakes in it, and it clearly proves out to be one, the Word of man in the Book of Mormon, and the other, the Word of God in the Bible.
And I think one of the best-known New Testament examples concerns the Book of Luke and Acts. A biblical skeptic, Sir William Ramsay, who was trained as an archaeologist and then set out to disprove the historical reliability of the New Testament through the eyes of Luke and Acts, through his painstaking Mediterranean archaeological trips, becomes converted as one after another the historical allusions of Luke are proved accurate. So, as I said earlier, with every turn of the archaeologist's spade, we continue to see evidence for the trustworthiness of Scripture. The reason that we're providing these DVDs is because exactly the opposite is true with respect to the Book of Mormon. It simply is not corroborated through archaeology. And that's the point of the DVDs. That's why we want to put this literature into your hands, because ultimately, if you can show that this is a false religion based on a false premise, the hope is that you will turn to the true Jesus.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. What's at stake is who God is and who we are and our need for who Jesus is to be forgiven and to, you know, I mean, it's interesting to me because I walk through the graveyard here in the cemetery in Brigham City, and it's kind of hard to find a Christian tombstone, but when you do, what's at the center of it? It's the cross that's at the center of a Christian tombstone, because they rely upon God becoming a man and offering his body on the cross for our salvation, for the forgiveness of sins. And when you see a LDS gravestone, which there's many, many of them, what's at the center of their gravestone? It's the temple. And all the busy work that goes on in the temple is what they are relying on to for their exaltation. It's two different gospels. And what we want is, because the Bible, which we believe to be God's word, warns that the wrath of God is coming because people have exchanged the glory of God for these images that are in the form of man, and that's what Mormonism gods are in the image of. They are exalted men.
I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Lisa in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I just wanted to say I just admire Joel very much for living with people who don't like anything he says, disagree with everything he says, and I think that's a very difficult missionary field. I had an experience when I was 18. My girlfriend was getting married to a Mormon, and she wanted to go to the classes and didn't want to go along. And I got the Book of Mormon, and I was told to pray to the Heavenly Father, and I had a little experience about the book, the angel Moroni. I saw shadows in my bedroom window, and I had a feeling, an emotional experience. And I bought everything, hook, line, and sinker. The Mormon people are beautiful people. They're very generous, very kind. The church was very friendly to me. I thought, oh, this is it. I found it, you know. And then about the sixth lesson, we were told that God turned the back people black because they were evil. It was a sign of Cain. And I had black friends, and I could not believe that was true. And my mother told me to go to the priest and ask the priest. So he got his Bible out, and we read about Cain and Abel, and that's not in there. God did not turn the black people black because of the sin of Cain, and didn't turn Cain black. We don't know how God marked Cain, and it's actually a sign of protection for Cain. So I went back to the class and said all that, and I was asked to leave. And I thought, it wasn't true what they were teaching. And then I understand a few years later that a black person sued the Mormon church because they teach that every male could become a priest except black people, and now they've changed. But their prophet got the word direct from God that black people were evil and could not be priests. And then another prophet got the word from God, I guess after they were sued, that they could.
What about that, Joel, quickly before we go to break?
Yeah, you can find that. That's exactly right. Blacks were not allowed into the priesthood until 1978, and you find that official declaration, too, at the end of Doctrine and Covenants, where it explains that they changed that doctrine because of political pressure.
And we're going to be back with more of Joel Kramer. Of course, the DVDs are available through the Christian Research Institute. You need these to be an effective witness, to reach out with gentleness and with respect to the Mormon people. Just as Lisa said, they're wonderful people. We're not against Mormons, but the religion of Mormonism is a religion that traps you in a web of deceit, in falsehoods with respect to salvation and who God is and who Jesus Christ is. We'll be right back. Please don't touch that dial.
You're listening to The Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff and our special guest today, Joel Kramer, director of Living Hope Ministries in Brigham City, Utah. If you'd like to order your own copy of either DVD, DNA versus the Book of Mormon, or The Bible versus the Book of Mormon, call toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Ask for both DVD titles for a special price. Look for it on our website as well at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. We'll be back with more when The Bible Answer Man continues after this.
Thank you. Now, two illuminating DVDs on Mormonism, available through CRI. In the DVD, The Bible versus the Book of Mormon, both these manuscripts are put to the test through history, archaeology, textual criticism, and other examinations to shed light on what is true and what is false. Call CRI and order The Bible versus the Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon teaches that an Israelite family who immigrated to the American continents is the ancestors of modern-day Native Americans. In the DVD, DNA versus the Book of Mormon, new discoveries in DNA research now allow scientists to test this historical claim.
You'll find both these titles, The Bible versus the Book of Mormon and DNA versus the Book of Mormon, to be definitive resources to help you research Mormonism. Call CRI now to order 888-7000-CRI. Order both titles together and receive a special price, 888-7000-CRI.
In Ephesians 5:15-16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern-day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. We encourage you to become a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment. To thank you, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. For more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org. Again, that's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI. As followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must learn to think Christianly. To do so, we need to steep ourselves in God's Word so that everywhere we look, we discern the lies of our culture against a backdrop of truth. Then we can use what we know to speak to the lost in a language they will understand. The Culturally Savvy Christian by Dick Staub is a book that skillfully exposes the shallowness of contemporary pop culture and shows how millions of Christians have been led astray. But Staub goes beyond diagnosis to healing prescription, laying out practical guidelines you can use to safely engage our culture every day. As good ambassadors, we must understand the world we live in and transform it just as Christ and his disciples did. To order The Culturally Savvy Christian for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. You're listening to The Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff and our special guest today, Joel Kramer of Living Hope Ministries. If you'd like to order your own copy of either DVD, DNA versus the Book of Mormon, or The Bible versus the Book of Mormon, call us toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Both DVD titles are available for a special package price. Or look for it on our website as well at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And again, my guest on the broadcast today, Joel Kramer, director of Living Hope Ministries, which is located in the heart of Mormon territory. Living Hope Ministries has produced two powerful videos that compare the claims of the Bible and the claims of the Book of Mormonism, as well as DNA versus the Book of Mormonism. And then they invite you to decide which of these books is worthy of being called Scripture and which is worthy of your trust. Again, the DVD is available when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI or log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. Back to the phone lines. Jay in Maine, you're on with my guest. Hi, Jay.
Hi, I was listening when Steve was talking earlier.
Yeah.
And the DNA testing, I think, is a real great idea. I actually was a Roman Catholic who looked into Mormonism, was actually baptized. And, you know, I wanted to believe it was the South American Indians. So were the DNA tests done on those guys?
Yeah. There's been 150 different tribes that have been tested, all the way from South America, all the way up, you know, through North America, and all of them show the same results, that that their ancestry comes out of Southeast Asia.
I kind of thought they would, because I'd just like to say to Steve and some other people, Roman Catholic, then Mormon, John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that's what Mormons really need to hear and think about a lot before you start realizing that you're not ever going to be God. And one thing that really got me when I was a Mormon was when somebody said that Jesus said, God is a spirit. No man has seen the Father. The Son declares him. So, you know, for whatever it is, I've been there and done that, and Mormonism is not the way.
Thanks, Jay. And Joel, respond to that, because I think the point here that Jay makes is an important point. Virtually every single theological heresy begins with a misconception of the nature of God.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if people don't understand that Mormonism is not Christian based upon that one teaching alone, that man can become gods, you know, that's polytheism, the belief in many gods. It's, I mean, really, how different from Christianity can you get than that?
I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Scott in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Scott.
Hello there. Hi, Hank. I appreciate your ministry. It's been a great help to my life and my ministry. Joel, you really caught my attention today. I listen to Hank on the way home every day, but when you started talking about DNA, my ears really perked up. I had the opportunity to meet a scientist down in Florida near where I live who is involved in this kind of work, and it really, I would just kind of like to affirm what you're saying is true and very possible. It's fascinating, and I really like when something new comes out like this. I was interested in it at first because of when the Human Genome Project was unraveled. It was interesting to me, and I never imagined it would have been something God was involved in. You know, as a missionary, I look at these new advancements like the internet and things like that, and say, and it always seems that the Lord has a purpose for some of these scientific discoveries, but. Yeah, these guys are able to determine your ancestry by a DNA sample. It's fascinating, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. And, of course, the point, Joel, is that through this evidence, you're demonstrating that the Book of Mormon is not a book of truth.
That's correct. I appreciate that, Scott. And, yeah, the claim of the Book of Mormon is very straightforward, that Hebrews populated the Americas and became these races, these nations of Nephites and Lamanites, and that Lamanites became the principal ancestors of Native Americans. And the DNA testing, you know, I mean, the reliability of DNA testing can be clearly seen when it's used in the courtroom, and that it puts criminals behind bars and it lets them out, you know, sets them free, some that have been falsely accused. And so it's a very strong science as far as knowing who is related to who. And it's interesting with the LDS people themselves, because of their beliefs and their need to do baptisms for the dead, for their relatives, and for other reasons, they're huge into genealogy. And they go to great extents and invest all kinds of money into finding out who their ancestors are. And so they use DNA in regards to finding out that genealogy and see it as a great tool for that. But when it comes to dealing with who the Native Americans are really related to, are they really Hebrews, then they turn a blind eye to it and they don't want to deal with that at all.
Back to the phone lines, we'll talk to Shauna in Scottsdale, Arizona next. Hi, Shauna.
Hi. My question is, if you're older and you're baptized into the Mormon religion, and you find out that you were misled, and you go to another religion, what happens to you?
Joel?
Well, if you've been baptized LDS and then you go to another religion, my question to you would be, did you come into a relationship with Jesus Christ?
Yes. I had one before I was baptized into the LDS.
Okay, right. Well, I mean, what I would say is that, you know, the LDS church is a false church, and therefore its sacraments, such as baptism, have no authority. And so my question to you would be to make sure, according to the Bible and what the Bible talks about and teaches about what baptism is a symbol of as far as entering into that relationship with Christ through his death, burial, and resurrection, which is how we are forgiven of our sins and how we receive the Holy Spirit and enter into this personal relationship with him, and that the baptism is a symbol of that. I would want to be sure that, that you have entered into a personal relationship with him.
And, of course, the real issue is not baptism per
right.
se. Baptism doesn't save you, yeah. but baptism is a sign and a seal that you've been buried to your old life and raised to newness of life through his resurrection power. So you're testifying. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. So, Shauna, you can, in fact, put your faith in Jesus Christ. And if you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, then your salvation is secure. The baptism isn't what saves you. It is a testimony that you've been saved. It's like saying, I'm dead. I've been buried to my old life, raised to newness of life. The old me is no longer here. I'm a new creation in Jesus Christ. Back to the phone lines, we'll talk to Adam in Arlington, Virginia. Hi, Adam.
Hello. Yeah, I have a couple of questions, actually.
And quickly.
The first one is where do you claim to get your expertise from?
In what particular discipline or subject?
In the LDS religion.
Well, you know, I serve as a missionary to the Mormon people. And so as far as the expertise that goes into these DVDs, as far as dealing with scientific matters like DNA, archaeology, linguistics, those kinds of issues, I don't claim to be the expert. I don't claim to be a scientist, which I'm not, but my partner Scott Johnson and I, what we do and the commitment that we have is to go to the people who are the experts and interview them about the issues that pertain to Mormonism and let them...
Were you LDS?
No, I never was LDS myself.
So you really... that's what I'm trying to figure out is how you become an expert, you know... On that religion if you've never been in it.
But I don't think that's necessary, is it, Adam? If you have Joseph Smith saying that the Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth and it's the keystone to our religion, you
right.
can then determine whether it corresponds to reality. So the Book of Mormon is telling us all kinds of things about the Americas. It's telling us about coins and chariots and wars. And we can determine through archaeological evidence whether that is true or not. In fact, you can look and see if, in fact, there is a land of Moron. For example, Book of Mormon says there is. Reality says there is not. There's no such thing. There never has been. So you can see whether or not the Book of Mormon really corresponds to reality.
Well,
and that's essentially what Joel's doing.
Bible. I mean, the Bible's not complete.
Well, but that's a dogmatic assertion again. In other words, we're making not dogmatic assertions. What we're doing is presenting defensible arguments. If you say the Bible is not complete or incorrect, then you've got to give an example of that and let us counter it.
Oh, well, there are plenty of examples.
Well, give me one.
You know, the book of the Judges, the book of the Wars. I mean, where are all these books that, you know, they say are in there? Now,
Wait a minute. Parse that question for me just a little bit. Where are the books, or where are the details that are corroborated in those books? In other words, if you look at the details, descriptions, and documentation that you find from the book of Judges, there's nothing in archaeology that countersays it in any way whatsoever.
All right. Well, here's my second question.
No, wait a minute. You've raised an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said there's absolutely nothing whatsoever in archaeology that disproves it, and everything that archaeology has uncovered points to it.
But have we uncovered everything?
No. No, okay, not everything is uncovered, and that's the entire point. For example, there was a time in which people would say that Sargon was not a real king, and that there wasn't a real Assyrian nation, that Ashurbanipal didn't exist. And then archaeology disproves that. Now, the fact that archaeology hasn't uncovered everything is not the point. The point is that everything that archaeology has uncovered points to Scripture. The exact inverse is true when it comes to the Book of Mormon. That ultimately, Joel, is the point, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, Adam's point that the Bible incomplete, what people need to understand about Mormonism is that is a foundational Mormon teaching. It is a teaching from the Book of Mormon itself that says all these things were lost. In 1 Nephi 13:26, it says all these plain and precious portions were lost from the Bible. It says in 2 Nephi that you're a fool if you trust in the Bible alone. So it is a Mormon teaching that the Bible is incomplete and all this stuff has been lost out of it. And if you think about it, that's very important, because if you think about the Book of Mormon, if the Book of Mormon and Joseph Smith didn't teach that the Bible was incomplete, there would be no need for Joseph Smith or the Book of Mormon or the other Mormon doctrines. But when you go to the evidence, which there is a lot of evidence for the Bible and none for the Book of Mormon, as far as manuscript, ancient text, you know, evidence, you find that clearly through the Dead Sea Scrolls, through over 5,000 manuscripts for the ancient New Testament, that you find that there is without doubt nothing missing from the biblical account, the biblical manuscripts. And what that does is it negates this Mormon teaching that the Bible is incomplete and therefore we need this additional scripture in the Book of Mormon.
And again, our guest today has been Joel Kramer. He's director of Living Hope Ministries, which is located in the heart of Mormon country. They've produced two wonderful DVDs, DNA versus the Book of Mormon and the Bible versus the Book of Mormon, both available as a package offer when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI or when you log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can also run us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Remember, ultimately, we want to become so familiar with the truth that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, you know it instantaneously, and you want to be able to communicate what you communicate with gentleness and with respect. Thanks for tuning in. We'll look forward to seeing you on the next edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So long for now.
Our time is just about up for this installment of the Bible Answer Man, but before we go, we wanted to thank Joel Kramer for joining us these past 2 days. His insight and expertise on Mormonism are why we recommend so highly the DVDs entitled DNA versus the Book of Mormon and The Bible versus the Book of Mormon. They're available now through CRI when you dial 888-7000-CRI. Ask for both DVD titles together and receive a special price. These resources and other resources on Mormonism are also available on our website at www.equip.org or write to us at CRI Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The millennial generation seeks to grasp moments of experiential transcendence from the offerings of consumer culture. By following the culture's life script, young adults place themselves at the center of a disenchanted universe, making themselves idols. Get a better understanding of Generation Y in the article titled Looking Under the Surface of the Millennial Generation. Friedrich Nietzsche is the patron saint of postmodernism and may currently be the most influential of the great philosophers. Learn how to respond to Nietzsche's anti-God, anti-truth philosophy in Hendrik Vanderbreggen's article Awakening from the Nightmare. Other topics include Mormon evangelism, theistic evolution, and much more.
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Now, two illuminating DVDs on Mormonism, available through CRI. In the DVD, The Bible versus the Book of Mormon, both these manuscripts are put to the test through history, archaeology, textual criticism, and other examinations to shed light on what is true and what is false. Call CRI and order The Bible versus the Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon teaches that an Israelite family who immigrated to the American continents is the ancestors of modern-day Native Americans. In the DVD, DNA versus the Book of Mormon, new discoveries in DNA research now allow scientists to test this historical claim.
You'll find both these titles, The Bible versus the Book of Mormon and DNA versus the Book of Mormon, to be definitive resources to help you research Mormonism. Call CRI now to order. 888-7000-CRI. Order both titles together and receive a special price. 888-7000-CRI.